Well, a warm welcome to you one and all who just tuned in. This is a program called At Ease, made possible for us by the South African Military Christian Fellowship, program number 150. This is also a production of Good News Community Radio Station. I am your host, Chris Meyer. You are about to listen to the devotion by Chaplain Ben Smith, as he's going to read for us out of John 12, verse 27, and the theme is, What Shall I Say? Then dive deep with Henry DP, three Bible questions. After that will be Lieutenant Moholani with the South African Navy Band with a song called Ukutula. Then Discipling with Willem by Pastor Willem Conradi with the Discovery Bible Study. After Discipling with Willem will be a testimony out of the Military Challenge newspaper. Graham Wilson is the narrator, and the theme of that testimony is Tripod, Altered Life Direction, by a man called Augustine Chenkua. Then Riri's Corner, and then again dive deep with Henry DePie with the three answers to those questions. Forward with Hope is after that with Tanya Kutsia, and folks, we will play out with a song called I Believe by Sonet Ghost. Let's listen now to our devotion by Chaplain Ben Smith.
Our scripture reading is taken from John 12, verse 27, and the theme for today is, What shall I say? We are living in trying times, and countless people are suffering and struggling emotionally, physically, and mentally. Other areas of challenge is in the area of finance, and even the church is suffering spiritually. And many of us are tempted to say, Why me? Why now? And we would desire our ordeal to come to an end as soon as possible. Jesus had to come to grips that the very purpose why he came is drawing near, and he refused to be saved. Because of this very act of courage of Jesus, we are at liberty to pray, Save me from this hour. And we are being rescued from minute to minute as he journeys alongside us to the end of our personal ordeal. And because of this, we can boldly declare with Christ, Father, glorify your name. Blessings and suffering has one thing in common, and that is to glorify God. Let your current ordeal be to the glory of Father God. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that you are faithful, dependable, and reliable, and you will never leave us nor forsake us, as we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain Ben, for John 12, verse 27. Dive deep. Henry de Prier, have your pen and paper ready? Here is the three questions.
Hello everyone, it is time for the Dive Deep Quiz. My name is Hendlo DP and I have three questions for you today to test your knowledge on the military and the Bible. Here is our first question. In which city is number 3 military hospital located? Second question. Who was the apostle that doubted Jesus' resurrection until he saw him? And the last question is, who was the prophet that challenged the prophets of Baal to a dramatic showdown on Mount Carmel?
Wonderful to hear those questions. Folks, let's listen now to Ukutula, played by Lieutenant Moholani and the South African Navy Band.
Ukutula.
Lieutenant Moholani, for this wonderful song. I trust our listeners know what that means. Discipling with Willem, up next.
Hello, good evening, dear listeners. I greet you in the wonderful name of our King and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome again here at Discipling with Willem. Last week, we looked at one aspect of Discovery Bible study, obedience, that this is a core component that we do not just study, we have to go and obey. Tonight, I want to look at another important aspect of Discovery Bible Study, and that is asking questions. As you would have seen, that is also a core component of our DBS. Now, asking questions, what I want to show you tonight, is something that it's not just something that we thought up. It comes from the Bible. God so often uses this way of addressing and coming to truth, awakening truth in people through asking questions. Well, it starts actually there in Genesis 3 already, where God asks Adam, "Where are you?" We think of God asking Elijah there at Mount Horeb, "What are you doing here?" And so we can go on through the whole of the Bible, but I want to take us straight through to Jesus. Jesus loved asking questions. It was such an important part of his ministry. Often when people asked him questions, he would answer with a question again, ask a question in answer to a question. There are so many examples, but let me just, I want to encourage you to go and read in John 13 and 14. I just roughly counted, I find 10 questions there. Peter asking Jesus few questions, Jesus asking Peter, Jesus asking Philip, and then also Thomas, Philip, Judas, they all ask. So Jesus encouraged them, and in the end, the disciples and those and others close by, they knew, they had the confidence, the freedom to ask Jesus lots of questions. But let's just look at one passage tonight, and that's in Luke chapter 10 from verse 25. That's the story of the Good Samaritan. So Luke 10 verse 25, on one occasion an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" Jesus asking questions back. And he answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" So in reply to this question, Jesus tells a story, the story of the Good Samaritan. And after he told the story, we read in verse 36, then Jesus asked a question. "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Yeah, so we see there's actually, we can be encouraged that in Discovery Bible Study, we are on the right track. Because this, it starts with questions to and fro. And then after the story, like the Bible reading, then Jesus to apply it. To make it come home, Jesus asked the question, "Which of these three do you think?" And then comes the obedience. And Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Yeah, so that is absolutely amazing that we find this in the Bible. So never neglect the questions. Remember in Discovery Bible Study, it's not for us to preach in this method of Bible study. To preach, we want the people to discover the truth for themselves. And how do they discover it? By us asking questions. And to make it easy, we have some standard questions that we ask. What do we learn? Who are the people in the story? What do we learn about God? What do we learn about the people? And so on. Is there a promise, a command, and so on? So remember, of course, when late at occasions we can go deeper and ask more questions. But this is just keep to this framework. This very simple questions, because then it's so easy to transfer to others. And those questions basically cover most things. You not always need to ask very complicated and deep questions, because also we want the emphasis to be then on the obedience. So what I'm going to do now, and we'll go back to our the Vimeos, the short videos there from Northwest Africa, and I'll play the second one, because that actually goes. It is about the questions that we've just done. So let's all listen to our brothers there.
The first question that we want to ask is, the discovery is, now we are departing to our own way. To whom are you planning to share this word? This is intentionally so that they will be able to pass it on to the community, to friends, and to anybody that the Holy Spirit is bringing into their hearts. So that's a multiplication aspect of it. Together. But the next time, it's just the same thing. That's what you're thankful to for this week. What are the challenges that you're facing? And how can we help? After that, we just don't go to the scripture as we did it at the first gathering. We ask, have we obeyed what God has told us last week? These questions really help in the process of planting churches, because people see, look at the question and they say, oh, I think I can do this. This is easy, you know, and it's relaxed. There's no pressure on them. And because of all of this, it motivates people. It really motivates and it draws them. You know, it just draws them. And the relevance of each of these questions is to really help people discover Christ for themselves, help them understand, and help them also be able to teach and train others.
So we want to start them with a very simple set of questions that get them started. But as we grow, we're going to keep training them in facilitation. We're going to keep training them in how to draw out of the group what God is doing in the group. So we may start somewhere that's very simple, but we're going to help them to grow in their skill in facilitation.
Through these questions, the type of churches that are started, they are obedient, they bring transformation in the community, in the families, in the community. They pray, and they are culturally relevant because they discover the truth in the Word of God, and then they will struggle with obeying that truth in their context. So this will produce a sound, biblical, and culturally relevant church in the community.
Yeah, great stuff. I just want to encourage you to really put this in practice, as I've done many times, but I'm still waiting. Please send us some stories where you have done Discovery Bible Study and how it worked. Just take the courage, just do it with people. A few people. Remember, it's not for big groups, it's for small groups. And go out and take a simple story of Jesus, a short story. Don't take a long one, and apply this. And remember what we've seen tonight, besides the stories about the Bible story, there are also then the other stories, the other questions that he emphasized tonight. And then always end with the encouragement, go and obey and go and share. May God bless you as you carry his word in this way. I mean, if the Lord has given you the gift of preaching, of course, there's an opportunity for preaching, but this is just a special way of many people, putting many people, giving them the opportunity to become disciples, but also to grow in their faith in the Lord by standing on this truth of God's word and discovering it for themselves. May God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Willem, for discipling with you. How to understand the Bible more clearly for yourself from the Discovery Bible Study. Folks, up next, Graham Wilson, a testimony from Augustine Chenkua, Tipot Altered Life Direction.
Augustin Chinkoa's testimony is taken from The Challenge, the Good Newspaper, military edition. Typhoid altered life direction. Deathly ill from misdiagnosed typhoid, Augustin Chinkoa was told his chances of survival were slim, and he knew he needed to prepare for the worst-case scenario. The day I started treatment, I could not sleep because I felt that my hours were numbered, Augustin recalls on that fateful time in 1993. Up until this point in his life, he'd resisted his friend's warning about what lay ahead for him after death. "I had a friend who spoke to me about Jesus Christ for several years without success," he explains. This friend feared for Augustin's spiritual health, knowing that if he did not accept Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior, he would not be forgiven for his sins and go to heaven. While Augustin lay on his deathbed, he could not stop thinking about his friend's words and sent someone to find him. "My intention was to make peace with God before dying," Augustin explains. The person he sent that day could not find Augustin's friend, but instead returned with a Christian sister. "I told her I wanted her to pray for my healing," he recalls when she arrived. "I did not actually tell her to pray for my salvation because my whole family was gathered in my room, and such a prayer topic would have triggered weeping on both sides." While this woman was praying for his recovery, Augustin says he was secretly praying for much more. "I was saying something like this to God: Lord Jesus, my whole life I fought against you. I always did the opposite of what you expected of me. Now I recognize that I've always sinned against you. Come into my life, forgive my sins, and welcome me when I die," he says. That day, God answered both my prayer and the request of the sister who prayed for my healing. A few days later, Augustin says he emerged from his illness, completely transformed. "My beliefs had changed, and my values too. I could think only of one thing: learn more about the God who healed me, not only physically but spiritually, and announce him to everyone." 6 years after his healing, Augustin has been so impacted by the changes God had made in his life that he resigned from his job as a mine prospector and started training for full-time Christian ministry. Today he works for Campus Crusade for Christ and is the military ministry director of Cameroon, with the aid of sharing the same life-transforming message his friend had lovingly shared with him. An inspiring account of the Lord Holy Spirit taking over in a repentant person's life, in this case Augustine's life, and the resulting passion to share with others what God can do for you if you're willing to listen, trust, and obey his directive to you.
Thank you, Graeme, for that wonderful testimony. Up next, Cape Town, Riri's Corner.
South Africa, good evening listeners of At Ease program. I am Riranzu Manganyi, your Riri's Corner host. I would like to welcome you to Riri's Corner this evening, hosting from Naval Base Simonstown. I would like to start our Riri's Corner with our ANCF prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins. Bless the servicemen and women of all nations, and grant us the joy of being all in one in Christ Jesus, that we may be filled with your love and pass it to one another by the power of the Holy Spirit until his coming again. Amen. We are going to have our scripture reading today in Genesis 41, verses 51 and 52. It's a lovely scripture. I have loved. God has given me this scripture for the past 2 weeks. It's been in my heart, and I would like to share it with you this evening. And it reads, "And Joseph called the name of his firstborn son Manasseh, for God said he had made me forget all my toils and all my father's house. 52. And the name of the second son called he Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction." And it is my prayer that every one of us may experience the season of Manasseh, where God make us forget our pain, where God make us forget our troubles, our traumas, that God make us forget all those bad things that we went through, the challenges that we went through, because sometimes even when you have already overcome the challenge or already overcome the situation, but there is a trauma that comes with it. There is the fears that comes with it. And it is my heart of prayer that this week may God bring you something that will make you forget your failures, that God makes you forget your pain. And he said the second son was called Ephraim because God made him fruitful. That may we be fruitful in our workplaces, may we be fruitful in our houses, may we be fruitful in our careers, may we be fruitful in everything that we do. That in a way that where we go, let it reflect in our daily step or in our everywhere we go, that we may be fruitful in everything that we do, in everything that we touch. May we be fruitful to those who have test books. I'm not sure in the Army and SAMS and Air Force, but I know in the Navy we have task books, we have this and that we need to do in order for us to proceed to our new ranks and all that. So I pray that we may be fruitful, that we may be able to do our task book and excel in those things. And in our maintenance, daily maintenance, may it be fruitful, may everything that we touch come back to life. May everything that we touch, the motor that you've been fixing for so long, the equipment that you've been working on for so long, may we be fruitful in it in a way that it come back to life, or it come back to its original functionality. May it come back to its original state. I don't know why am I going through to that, but I believe that it's something that we go through on day-to-day basis, that we need to be fruitful in our own places, in our workplaces, that we need to make progress in our workplaces, because this is what we do daily. This is what we do year to year, month to month, week to week. So I pray that may we all be fruitful and do our work diligently and professional. I thank you very much. I hope you had a lovely week as we have begun this one. We will continue to have a lovely week as we are in a week of celebration, or in the month of celebrating our At Ease, our 3 years anniversary with At Ease. Have a good evening. God loves you and I love you so much. Remember, our contact details are 083-786-3640. I repeat, 083-786-3640. And our email address is smcf3@gmail.com. I repeat, smcf3@gmail.com. And our At Ease email address is at ease@gncr.org.za. at ease@gncr.org.za. And you can also message us on our Facebook page at our South African Military Christian Fellowship. Have a good evening. Oi!
Thank you, Riranzo, for your corner, and we trust our listeners as they write it down. Up next is Dive Deep with the three answers.
And now it's time to give you the answers. The first question was, in which city is number 3 military hospital located? The answer is, it is in Bloemfontein. The hospital can probably trace its roots back to 1899 during the Anglo-Boer War, when No. 8 General Hospital was established at Bloemfontein. However, it was only established as 3 military hospital in 1965. The second question was, who was the apostle that doubted Jesus' resurrection until he saw him? The answer is Thomas. Thomas, who was one of Jesus' disciples, doubted the resurrection until he saw Jesus with his own eyes. When Jesus appeared to him, Thomas's faith was restored, leading him to say, "My Lord and my God." The story highlights the journey from doubt to faith and the importance of belief in Jesus' resurrection. Third question was, who was the prophet that challenged the prophets of Baal to a dramatic showdown on Mount Carmel? The answer is, it was the prophet Elijah who confronted the prophets of Baal. Elijah's boldness and trust in God were evident during his intense confrontation with them. It emphasizes spiritual warfare alongside physical battles. Thank you for playing along on today's Dive Deep Quiz. My prayer is that God will reveal himself to you through the Bible. In Matthew 7, verse 7 to 8, it says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened." May God bless you.
Well, folks, we are here with Tanya Kutsiwe with our PTSD sufferers. I trust that you are ready to hear what Tanya have to say tonight in Forward with Hope.
Very warm welcome to all of you listening in for this episode of At Ease. This section of the program is called Forward with Hope, as we explore post-traumatic stress disorder and the road to healing. I am Tanya, and I'm traveling this road with you. We have come some distance already on this road of discovery. We started out by looking into what is post-traumatic stress disorder, what it does to your body and soul and spirit, why it happens, and we have looked at the reasons we must talk about this very difficult subject. We have seen so far that the diagnosis is not a life sentence. There is healing, but it does not come overnight. So please stay with me, my friends. Stay with me on this road as we continue to discover ways of help and healing. And we will discover further there is hope for a better tomorrow. I would like to offer you some gentle advice at this point. I really don't want to delve too deeply into heavy conversation in this episode. I just want to have this gentle conversation with you, offering you hope, encouraging you to go on, to keep on, to start a new day, a fresh day. Please do not compare your current state of PTSD or a loved one's current state of PTSD to that of others who have also gone through trauma. Of course, there will be parallels to other people's experiences, but as we are all unique individuals, we all respond to events differently and so have unique recovery journeys. It's not always better to heal more quickly. And it's also acceptable if some people do heal more quickly than others. Everybody heals at a different pace. Acquiring knowledge and achieving healing are our objectives, and we shall arrive at the solution and the healing we seek. We move steadily forward, steadily ahead. We will get there. We will get to answers and healing. Don't give up. Friends, do not give up. Just go steadily forward, one foot in front of the other, taking the day as it comes. When we compare ourselves with others and think they are doing a better job than us at healing, they are healing faster, we may ask ourselves, why can't I be at that place and they can't? Why can't I heal that fast? We may start to think there is something wrong with us, and a new cycle of darkness can start in our minds that way. But like I said, we all heal at our own pace. The objective is to get to healing. So, during the last week, I've had some very interesting conversations with people who have been influenced by PTSD in some way or another. And it's also very interesting that it occurs more and more that I meet people who have gone through deep trauma and have a story to tell. So this man I was talking to, he was talking to me about his neighbor. His neighbor is a military veteran, and after all the years, he cannot sleep. He is not able to have a normal, fulfilling relationship with the people around him. He experiences all sorts of physical difficulties and illnesses due to the prolonged PTSD symptoms in his life. And we talked about the ineffective ways people try to deal with what they experience. We also continued this conversation about the healing that is available. And that gives me hope, and that gives me a glimmer in my eyes and hope in my heart for everybody out there who has experienced trauma and is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Those people who stand outside of PTSD and look to those who have been diagnosed cannot always understand what is going on. But for those of us who has gone through this ourselves and has come out of the darkness, we want to offer you hope. And actually, I want to say to you, why don't you borrow my hope? Why don't you borrow my faith today and carry it in your hands for the day of tomorrow so that you can go on? There is hope. There is healing. I just simply want to share with you some good news to lift you up and give you that hope for the days ahead of you. Some days are brighter than other days, but even when the day is overcast and dark, I want to give you hope, and I want to encourage you to go on. You may find it hard to believe that a troubled person such as yourself can be precious to God. You may think that God has to be disgusted with you because of all your problems. Maybe you still believe that He loves you, but surely God is disappointed because you have failed Him so many times. Are those the thoughts that go through your mind? Well, let's replace those thoughts with the truth of the Word of God. And in the words of God Himself, Isaiah 43 verse 4, "Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored and I have loved you." The prophet's message of grace was spoken to people who had been in dire straits. They have been robbed and snared in holes, cast into prison. Despite all their failures, all their difficulties, God came to them with a message of hope and love. "Since you are precious in my sight, honored, I have loved you." Isaiah 43 verse 4. What a precious verse. Why don't you write that down for yourself to keep for the days that you do not feel very loved? The devil has convinced so many people that they have disappointed God and that He will never be able to please Him. Consequently, they don't accept His love and live as if His wrath, His anger, is always breathing down on them. That is a horrible way to go through life. Oh, how pained God must be when He sees people living this way, because He knows that He loves you. My message to you today is to decide to trust God, no matter how you feel at this moment, no matter what has happened to you or what others say. The truth is, God loves you. Trust in His love and grace, which can change your life. No matter how unworthy or disappointed we may feel, the truth is not influenced or swayed by our emotions. It is like a rock standing in a stormy sea. It is not swayed by the waves that comes and bangs against it, because it is truth. This truth that God loves you is the same. It is a rock, no matter the waves of emotions that may come and go. When you accept the love that God has for you and accept the fact that He does not reject you and has made a way for you to change, a very heavy load will fall off your shoulders. Jesus Christ already carried the load for you at Calvary. So give that load back to Him. In trusting Him, you will find new hope to face PTSD and all the difficult circumstances of life. Let Him love you. Isaiah 49 verse 15 and 16. "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." Those are the words of God again, the truth. Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The words of God. So that's why I say, just take the new day as it comes. Because the word of God says, His mercy is new every morning. It is clear from so many scriptures that we are precious in the sight of God. In Psalm 103, God says, He knows we are dust. He knows that we are frail. And He knows the traumas that happens to us in life are so difficult to carry. We are not actually designed to carry that. He knows that. He knows that we are dust. But He is there to carry us and to take the load off our shoulders. He is closer than you think. If your emotions are in turmoil like a stormy sea, reach out for help despite your emotions. Reach out to God. You can reach out to me. Remember our website forwardwithhope.co.za, where we add new material constantly for you to read and to listen to help you. You can send me email. You can send your story, you can ask questions, or you can just have a nice talk with me. I am there for you. I'm traveling this road with you. And with this, I want to leave you. Choose the truth over lies. You are loved, and you are precious in the sight of God. Your life is worth healing, and God is always with you. Until the next time, we go forward with hope. Bless you, my dear friends. Bless you.
Thank you, Tanya. May God really bless you. We're going to play out now, folks, with a song called I Believe by Sonet Goos. And I trust that you will have a wonderful week ahead of you and that God will bless you until we meet again next week, the same time, the same place. Be at ease.
Thank you.